Rapid fire this week with the Strathclyde Caradoc Mayor Colin Grantham on Monday, a special 100th anniversary for the Veritas Chapter 128 of the Order of the Eastern Star.
It is, Chris, and shout out to them. And actually, later today, I will be posting about that on my social media.
Also, 10th anniversary for the Clock Tower Inn and Bistro, and you recognized realtor Ann Wolf for 50 years in real estate.
50 years, Chris. Both of them, the Clock Tower, great job by Mark Graham. It's quickly become an institution in this town. And Ann Wolf, congratulations on a long career.
We ran a story last week about the Beach Street construction being pushed back to 2026, but apparently issues remain since 2019, from what we understand, suffering some flooding issues. Is the municipality looking into that?
We certainly are, Chris. I can't talk about 2019. Let's talk about this term of council. We recognize there's an issue. We do have an engineering plan. And next capital budget, we will look at moving that forward.
From council last week, now staff being directed to look at potential land opportunities for a municipal complex in or around Mount Bridges. Why, after over 5 years, or is the municipality now looking for land?
Well, Chris, I think it was you who corrected me one time about a shovel-ready project. If you'll remember, I used the term shovel-ready, and you corrected me that we weren't shovel-ready because we don't have land. But it's more than an arena, Chris. There are two other elements. Fire hall, which Mount Bridges is greatly in need of a new fire hall. And not, actually, Chris, that's in our strat plan. Somewhere between 2027 and 2029, we plan on having a new fire hall in Mount Bridges. The third element is a works yard. Our works yard off of Falcon Bridge is landlocked. We do not have land as a municipality in Mount Bridges for either of those projects, so we're going to begin looking for land. And Chris, that could take some time. It may not happen overnight. Could be 1 to 2 years to find that piece of land. But I did want to put that out. There are other key elements to it other than an arena. And to me, Chris, the most important immediate need is the need for new fire hall on Mount Bridges.
The question still remains, why after all this time is now the time to look for land? You could have looked for land 5 years ago when the process started.
We could have, Chris Gain. I wasn't here 5 years, so let's talk about now.
Okay, since 2020, okay, sure. Since 2022, when your council took over, why not look for land back then?
Because, Chris, at that time, you're just looking for land for an arena. The key element in all of this was a decision that council made last week to keep the Melbourne Fire Hall open. If you recall, there was a recommendation from a consultant to centralize a fire station between Melbourne and Mount Bridges. The phrase shoe to drop, we needed that shoe to drop to keep Melbourne Fire Hall open, because then that allows us to make a very easy decision, Chris, to keep Mount Bridges Fire Hall in or adjacent to the settlement boundary. Once that shoe dropped, now we can begin to look for the land. So there are logical reasons, Chris, and I understand things are painful sometimes. It's sausage making.
Speaking of the fire hall, there was lots of time and lots of resource spent on creating or coming up with data regarding a possible amalgamation of stations 2 and 3 involving response times and all that. Why do all that work when all of a sudden the right choice is to keep both stations where they are?
No, Chris, and I can answer. The first one is about response time. I feel it is council's duty, not just their job, their duty, to give the best possible safety, the best possible standard. So you can focus on minimum response time, but in that report, it was overwhelming. I think 90% of the respondents on that report said that response time was the most important factor. But it's fair. You hire consultants of people to make recommendations, but at the end of the day, it's on the elected officials who are elected to make the final decision. So it wasn't a wasted report. You look at it, you analyze it, you have to take those steps necessary. But at the end of the day, council made, which I feel was a very smart decision. Let's focus on giving excellent safety.
For the record, it wasn't just a consultant, it was the former fire chief that created the report on response time. So my question is, why are we putting the cart before the horse? A volunteer firefighter who lives in the residence of Melbourne having to respond to a station, amalgamated station hypothetically, in potentially the Ruffham Road area to pick up a truck and then go back to a call in Melbourne. It just made no sense from the start. A lot of people don't understand why the process took so long to get to this decision on those variables.
Well, Chris, I can, and first of all, I agree with you about the response time, by the way. 100% agree, and I'm with the public. Like, when I was a member of the public, I read that report and go, this does not make sense. But I'll go back to my original comment. Things do move slow. Melbourne has remained open. Mount Bridges has remained open, but now is the time to make the decision about a new fire hall in Mount Bridges. Again, response time is paramount, and I'll reiterate, Chris, I agree with you 100%. I did not agree with the response time in the report.
And the annual Strathroy Hometown Festival kicks off with a new four-day plan. Thursday night, a country concert, and then everything gets going on Friday with the Show and Shine Car Show Uptown opening ceremonies, which you will be a part of, 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Chris, I look forward to it. It's always in my calendar every year. I'll be there all 4 days.
Strathroy Caradoc Mayor Colin Grant, the Minute with the Mayor every Tuesday here on MyFM. Thanks for this, Mayor, and we'll see you down at the park.
I'll be there, Chris.